Good evening. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is the Monday night edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
My name is Monica Hayda.
Christina Thomas will join us in just a bit. And this is a spring fundraiser at KUAF.
It is the time when we come to you, our listeners, to remind you how important you are to what we do here at KUAF. It's because of your continued support for more than two decades that we've been able to provide you with the services that we do here with your news and your entertainment and music here at KUAF. So during the spring fundraiser, we like to remind listeners it is your support that pays for the largest or accounts for the largest part of our budget that we have to raise. So if you would like to help us, you can go online to supportkuaf.com and make your financial contribution there.
That's because phone volunteers are not here right now.
No.
You hear us give the phone number during
the day.
The day. But right now, we're encouraging you to pitch on or to pledge online at supportkuaf.com. There used to be a type of television show called the Variety Show.
Yes.
Ed Sullivan, Sonny and Cher. Mm-hmm. The idea you would have hosts who would kind of bring you things, and you'd have a singer, and you'd have maybe a dance number, and you'd have a stand-up comedian, you'd have some skits.
Mm-hmm.
But something for everybody, the big tent. I like to think of this time of evening on KUAF as kind of a variety show because you've had Terry Gross and Fresh Air and sort of the long-form conversation.
Sure.
Then you come to us with sort of local news and local entertainment and local happenings.
Right.
And then it's on to Performance Today with live, some of the best live music being recorded today.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, over the course of those 3 hours, Fresh Air, Ozarks at Large, and Performance Today, you have this sort of variety of what KUAF can provide. And I think if you think about that, those are also three kinds of shows you're not getting anywhere else on the radio dial. Long-form conversation with some of the most interesting people in the world, long-form dedication to local news and events, and live classical music recorded in some of the greatest halls in the world.
Well, sure, because of listener support, we do not have to have your standard commercials.
Right.
So in commercial radio, a lot of times you hear a song or two followed by a couple of minutes of advertisements.
Right. And the reason that we don't have to do that, that we can give you long-form music and news, is because we count on you to financially support us. And the best way to support us at this very moment is to go online to supportkuaf.com. And, of course, thank you. Later on this edition of Ozarks at Large, Three Penny Acre, the three members of the band come to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about their brand-new CD and their CD release party Sunday night at George's Majestic Lounge. Also a conversation with Arkansas Senator John Bozeman and much more ahead on tonight's edition of Ozarks at Large.
First, in a 24-9 vote Friday, the state Senate approved the purchase of private insurance for 250,000 low-income workers. The plan allocates Medicaid money to purchase private insurance for those meeting the requirements. Republican legislative leaders prefer this option to Medicaid expansion. In his weekly radio address, Governor Mike Beebe said this will affect people who can't afford insurance.
The biggest hurdle for this expanded insurance coverage is the passage of a bill allowing us to spend the federal money for the private option in Arkansas. That type of appropriation measure requires 75% approval from both houses of the General Assembly. It's not an easy threshold to reach, and we continue to share information and work to convince more and more of our lawmakers that this is the best option for our working poor.
Governor Beebe included that in order to use the money efficiently, the decision must occur in the upcoming weeks of the legislative session.
Officials with a health management company say this July, 500 new jobs will be created in western Arkansas. A new health management regional service center in Fort Smith would also, they say, generate more than $21 million in gross annual compensation. Paul Harville, the CEO of Fort Smith's Regional Chamber of Commerce, says salaries will range between $35,000 and $40,000 a year.
It's one of the largest announcements we've ever made. As far as the new jobs and all, it is the largest we've made in the last 5 years. So we're really excited about that as far as number of employees.
The company will serve other health management hospitals with their billing and insurance verification.
Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computer and designer of the Apple II, arguably one of the more revolutionary machines that changed the personal computing world, spoke last night at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. At a press conference prior to the lecture, Wozniak said that back in the mid-70s, when Apple was founded, neither he nor any other engineers of the time could have predicted how computers have evolved in the nearly 40 years since. Although Moore's Law, a proven observation which states that computers will double in speed every 2 years, says it's possible to get from an Apple II to a MacBook Pro in that time, Wozniak says corporate structures typically have to wait until such improvements are feasible before envisioning the appropriate technology.
I remember being at Apple when we were getting close to 1 megabyte of RAM in a computer. 1 megabyte of RAM, and I'd worked in a lot of video editing with the knobs and the dials on U-matic machines, and I thought, my gosh, as soon as you can store a frame of video, you could design circuitry that helps you and write software that actually does video editing. I thought about that, but I was in Apple, but it was like a couple of years before it was going to be really economical. There was really going to be that amount of memory in any computer. So I couldn't get Apple to even move in that direction. They just said, no, we don't do that. That's how a company will be.
He says more and more technology innovation comes from young entrepreneurs fresh out of college, as has been the case with companies such as Facebook, Yahoo, and Twitter. As far as how technology has developed, he says there has been some technological advancements he wishes hadn't come about.
At first, computers were just going to empower mankind and make us masters of getting our work done. And now you see in an awful lot of cases where the machines are often more important. And we'll fire humans, but we'll never get rid of the machines that make the profits. You look at a big investment trading firm, and you'll find that 80% of their trades go through machines only, never touch a human, because to get it done in a couple of milliseconds is better than 3 milliseconds. And that means we're developing all this technology to make life easy, to do things for us. But if they're doing it for us, what are we going to do?
As an example, Wozniak said customer service kiosks, such as those used to sell food or tickets, are emblematic of machines increasingly taking the place of humans in the workplace.
The Razorback baseball team is back in Fayetteville after taking 2 of 3 games from Alabama in Tuscaloosa this weekend. The Hogs lost against the Crimson Tide Saturday 5-0. That came after a 6-0 win by the Razorbacks on Friday, and the series began on Thursday when the Razorbacks won as well. They're now 23-9 overall, 8-4 in Southeastern Conference play. The Razorbacks return to Baum Stadium tomorrow night to open a 2-game set against New Mexico.
Cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Expect highs around 75 degrees. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers, mainly after midnight. Lows from 59 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 63 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.